moment you've all been waiting for.
You what? Well,
that hit the spot.
Hi guys, and welcome back to the Gosscast with myself, Ali Ryan, the founder and CEO of Goss.ie. This week we have a special guest with us, so it's not myself and Kendra talking through the week's stories. We are starting to bring back some guests again as normality sets back in a little bit. It's been a crazy 3 months and we've kept the Gosscast going, but we do want to make sure that we have some other voices coming into the podcast over the next couple of weeks. So this week, I'm really excited to be chatting to Lucy Fitz. Now, you definitely should know who she is, probably alone for her Leaving Cert results video that went viral. She's just 19, and by the age of 19, this Limerick girl has just, I don't even know how to put it into words. Her following is absolutely massive. She's had a palette with Inglot. She's worked with huge brands. She's had her own studio during lockdown. She did an online course for her followers. She's just so innovative, so creative, for such a young girl. And I actually first met her on what turned out to be a very dramatic press trip in London, with a makeup brand, and it brought us quite close together, and I got to know her really well. And she was only 17 at the time when I met her, and I remember thinking at the time, this girl is going to be huge. I've always suggested her for collaborations with brands. I've said to a lot of people, like, this girl, she's going to be the next big thing. So she had an Instagram following, Snapchat following for a long time, and she actually won 2 Gossies to date, best social media star and best newcomer. And I can tell you this, the votes were enormous for her. Like, she won by thousands. So I know that her following is very loyal. But she filmed a video sharing her Leaving Cert results last year. And it's very close to home to me because we actually both went to the same secondary school for 5th and 6th year, a school called Tutorial in Limerick, which is basically a grind school. So it's long hours, it's very focused on just, you know, getting the Leaving Cert points that you really want. Very similar to the Institute in Dublin. So I was always going to watch the video because I was interested to see what was going to happen. And when I got my Leaving Cert results, I was really disappointed and I bawled my eyes out. I didn't get what I wanted. So she had said to her followers, you know, for years since transition year, when I get my Leaving Cert results, I'm going to share them on Instagram. So she filmed it live and she didn't get the points that she wanted. She was really disappointed. And we did a piece on it and then it just went viral. It honestly went everywhere. Magazines, newspapers, Lucy did video interviews about it. It just went everywhere. And then after sharing the video, which got a lot of positivity at the time because people were like, you know what, this is so good to be sharing something so real, because we always see the people who get great results, but this was very real. She then went on to Instagram and said, you know, I don't know if I want to go to college. I don't know what to do. She had a huge debacle about whether to go to college or not. And she said, maybe I should start working. You know, is there any jobs out there that would suit me, marketing? And she got a huge backlash for basically just asking for a job, which, you know, anyone who's very driven and ambitious would do the same thing. So it was a while after that that Lucy took her break from social media this Christmas. She was gone for about 3 months nearly. And a lot of people have been wondering where she's been, what she's been doing, what's been going on. She's back now, back with a bang. I actually just saw today that she's also launched a label, Lucy Fitz label on Instagram, where she's making clothes as well. There's nothing this girl can't do, but really excited for you guys to listen to this interview, because in this, she really chats about what happened during the time of the Leaving Cert video, how it affected her mental health, why she took her break from social media and how it benefited her. And she touches on giving up alcohol as well, which I think is an important thing to discuss at the moment, especially with people still in isolation and lockdown all over the world. I think it's a really important time to maybe look at your drinking habits. And we talk a good bit about that. But yeah, it's a very good interview. I'm really glad that she did a chat with us. And it's the first one she's done since coming back onto social media. And I hope you enjoy. Lucy Fitz, thank you so much for joining us on this week's podcast. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, keeping well.
Paint us a picture now. Where are you in your house? What's your little setup from home at the moment?
would you actually believe I'm in my car at the moment outside my house because my 3G and my reception is so bad inside. But I'm living on my own now, just beside my own house, let's say, and I love it. So, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it's grand now. You know, with everything going on, it's kind of nice because I've my family beside me if I need them, and I'm still out on my own. So it's like I'm living on my own, but I'm not because my family are still beside me. So it's nice.
Yeah, so you have your space at the exact same time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So how have you been finding everything? Like, obviously, the last couple of weeks has just been absolutely mental. Were you already at home, like, when this all started? Like, where were you? What was going on?
Yeah, I was already at home. So this year for me, like 2020 since January, has been really quiet. Like, I haven't gone out much. I haven't done much. So it's not really much of a difference. But yeah, no, I was at home and I was working as well before this all happened. I got a job doing social media and admin for enchant.ie.
Okay. Cool.
So yeah, I was pretty busy before this, but I'm kind of enjoying the downtime. You know, being able to create my own content and, you know, just kind of do what I want, really.
Yeah, it's great to see, because I feel like a lot of influencers follow a similar path, you know, with what they do and the content they share, but you seem to really want to kind of put your own stamp on things and kind of take control of the content that you put out there.
Yeah, well, I think before I took my break off social media there in the start of the year, I kind of lost myself a bit. I didn't really know what I was doing, you know, what kind of social media I wanted, if that made sense. And I think it all kind of got on top of me, and I just was like, I didn't even know what I was posting anymore. But now that I've took a break from it, I took about a month off Instagram, or a bit more probably, about maybe 2 months. And since coming back then, I'm a lot more me. I know exactly what message I want to put out there, and I'm just being myself. And I think I lost myself for a while. But I'm happy now that I took the break, because I think everyone needs a break off social media sometimes.
Yeah, I think everyone was like, where is she gone? Because we were so used to seeing you like all the time. Was it really good for you to just even personally take that break?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I just deactivated my account one day. I didn't really put up an explanation or anything. I just took it down. And to be honest, I actually didn't even know if I was going to come back on again. But then after like the time I took off, it was complete impulse. I was like, oh, I'll just log on now and say hello. but it's been brilliant since I've come back. Like, I'm a lot more happier with what I'm putting out there. And I'm being my true self. And I think before I took the break off social media, I just didn't even know who I was.
And do you think it's to do with the industry as well? Like, it's really hard to kind of get, it's like easy, sorry, to get caught up in everything, and it's kind of hard then to kind of do your own thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's, yeah, you don't really know, like, I think it kind of gets you down a bit, like the number of followers and likes and comments and trying to keep up with every trend. And you kind of have to take a step back sometimes and realize, okay, this is me talking to my phone and talking to strangers that I don't know. Like, it's not important. And what's important is who is around you and what you're faced with in reality, not through Instagram. And I think that's really hard to get caught up in. And, you know, you can almost, I think for me, I was so used to talking on Instagram and coming on happy and being all chirpy, I kind of didn't realize that I was down and kind of not myself. I was so used to kind of portraying a happy image that I just convinced myself that this is who I am, when really I wasn't actually feeling the best mentally. And taking a break off social media really helped that.
Yeah.
Like, it helped me get back on track.
And that's the thing with this whole Staying Connected series that we're doing, we're trying to kind of tell our readers, like, even just some little ways to keep yourself in check and to look after yourself. And I definitely think one of the main things I'm hearing is that taking a little break off social media can just really help you and kind of ground you again and remind yourself of like the present and what's going on in your life, and focus on the people and the things around you instead of just being sucked into your phone every day.
Yeah, 100%. Like, it, and when like some people take a break off social media and it's like 2 days. Like, I don't think that's enough. Like,
yeah,
with like the 2 months that I took off, it really, I didn't even miss Instagram, like, at all. I didn't, yeah. And it's kind of one of those things that you think, oh, I cannot live without it, but then once it's gone, you don't even think about it. Like, it just becomes a new way of life that you don't have to document everything you do. And I think since coming back and realizing, having that 2 months off, like, some days I mightn't feel like posting, and that's okay, you know. And if I want to post, in I can kind of feel it in me that I want to share this. But yeah, no, I definitely think more than a few days off social media is needed. Like, I won't be afraid to deactivate my account again in the future if that's what I need to do for my mental health.
Yeah. And do you find that it's more of a positive place since you've actually come back now?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So, like, before I took my break, like, I was getting quite a lot of negative DMs and comments, and people were just, I don't know, I felt like people were just really annoyed at me. And I don't, like, I think it's because I just wasn't really myself on social media, and I was kind of, because it was my job at the time, the only content I was creating was paid sponsorships. And then people were like, you're only in this for the money, blah blah blah, but really that's only them posts, them ads, is because I had to do them. I'd agreed to do them, and then any other time I just did not want to come on. Like, so I think people got the wrong impression of why I was just doing all paid partnerships. Like, I just really didn't feel like coming on and chatting.
That really frustrated me though, because obviously, like, I know you, so I remember when that Leaving Cert video went viral and I saw the backlash, and I was just like, how do people not realize you're a real person? Like, you're a girl on the other end of your phone going through something so intense anyway, to see all that. And a lot of people, I think, were really annoyed about what was going on.
I think that was that's when it went all downhill for me, was August, when I got my Leaving Cert results. But the thing is, like, I had said it since, like, I was in transition year, that I'll post my Leaving Cert results, you know, definitely, like, no matter what points I get, I'll definitely post it. And when I posted that video, I genuinely just thought that my followers would see it, and the followers that had kind of grown up with me throughout the years would see it, and, you know, it'd be like just for my page. But then it bloody went everywhere, and I was like, oh god.
It literally went everywhere, I remember.
I didn't really expect the reaction to it, like. And I mean, I'm kind of happy in a way, even though it did cause me a lot of, like, you know, negative emotions. I'm happy in a way that it did get the publicity it did, because, like, I mean, the people that get all A's, they're on the newspapers, they're on the front cover of everything. And it's not really talked about enough, the people that are really disappointed. And even though it did cause me a lot of strain on my mental health, like, I'm happy that I did help some people will go through the Leaving Cert in future, or that, yeah.
And obviously you were in tutorial, which I went to tutorial too, which I think is so funny that we both went to the same school.
I know.
And I remember when I got my Leaving Cert results, like, I didn't get what I wanted, and I literally was coming down the steps of tutorial to my family, and I literally couldn't even make it down the steps. I, like, fell down, bawling my eyes out. So, like, when I saw your video, I was like, that's way more common than what you'd see, like you said, on the front page of the newspaper. So I thought it was so good for other people who probably felt the exact same way that day, you know, like, to see that someone that they follow also had the same reaction.
100%. Like, I mean, I thought, like, I don't know, really, like, I only did 6 subjects in the Leaving Cert, and I did honors everything, but I did honors chemistry, and I didn't even have a chemistry class. Like, I knew I was going to fail chemistry, but said I'd do honors, like, for the crack of it. But I didn't realize that you need to pass 6 subjects to get into bloody college. So I think I could have been a lot more aware than I was about the Leaving Cert, in a way. Like, I think looking back now, I could have done it a lot smarter, if that makes sense, like, picked subjects that suited me better and everything. But look, it's in the past now, and to be honest, I don't even think about it one bit anymore. Like, the Leaving Cert,
isn't it so funny,
everything.
when you're in it, you really think it's your whole world. Like, I don't think I've ever been asked once what my Leaving Cert results were in all the jobs that I've had since the Leaving Cert. And it's so hard when you're in the middle of it, especially in a grind school. You just literally think it's your whole life. Yeah. Like, so it's so stressful. It's like life or death.
Yeah.
And then to have that and also share it online and for it to go viral. Like, I can only imagine what that time is.
I know, but
like,
it's actually mad, though, for 6 years to be so committed to it and think this is it. Like, this is, you know. But really, it's really not. Like, okay, if you want your dream course, obviously, you're going to work hard to try and get it. But everything works out. Like, everything works out.
And obviously you're in the real world now, like you're post leaving cert. Like, how have you found it? Are you kind of finding your feet now? Are you like trying new things?
Yeah, well, I actually went into college in September through direct entry. So if anyone's listening and you don't get the CEO requirements, definitely try direct entry into colleges. Like, it's literally just an application form. You don't need any CAO points or anything. So it's really handy, and I don't think it's talked enough in schools, direct entry applications. But anyway, so I was in college and I hated the course. I was never in college. I think I hated college, but I thought, oh, this course isn't for me. So then I went to another college and I felt the exact same. So I ended up dropping out of two colleges in like 2 months, but I'm so much happier now than I was. Like, I mean, college just was such a stupid idea for me to go into straight after leaving cert. Like, I am much more kind of practical in a way. Like, I much rather build my way up rather than studying for it, if that makes sense.
Well, if you think about it, by your age you had like a sellout palette with Inglot and your own studio. Like, you're not a normal like average leaving cert student, so I think you can really feel the pressure to have to do everything that everyone else is doing. But I think you always had like a different path, to be honest.
Yeah, like, I think, I mean, everyone has their thing, like, and I mean, just academically, like, I could not find the motivation to study, whereas I could easily find the motivation to, you know, make myself better on Instagram or build content or, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, I just think it's my passion. And obviously you can't study for social media, you can't go to school for social media, but I think I'm happy that everything worked out in the end, because I couldn't really imagine myself being happy in college right now, as happy as I am now, let's say, doing my social media and working as a job with social media. So yeah,
that's brilliant though. That's the thing, and I'd love more people to kind of understand that you don't have to follow everybody else. You don't have to go to college. You don't have to get X amount of points. Like, there are other things you can do. You can work. You can even take a break for a year if you're not sure. I think everyone thinks they need to go straight to college and just jump on it, even if they don't really want to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? If you're not sure about college, you actually end up putting more strain on yourself by going to try and fit in and try and actually like it. Like, I mean, at the age of 17, 18, 19, you don't know yourself. Like, and that's coming from a 19-year-old. Like, you do not know yourself. You know, you need time. If you're not sure of a course, if you're not sure that you want to go to college, I mean, take a year or two out and work and then see how you feel about it. You know, like, I actually now, do plan. Sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to say, obviously now people are in such a precarious position, like the current leaving cert students, because they don't know what they're going to do. So maybe next year for them is a good time to take the break as well.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Like, I mean, I do actually plan on going back to college eventually and doing like a marketing degree or something like that. But for now, I'm not ready. You know?
Yeah, and that's okay. And it's good to be able to admit that and actually know what you want, because I think it's so hard when you've no idea what you want. Sometimes it's good to actually know. I saw as well that you've been doing makeup courses on your Instagrams. Tell me about that. Such a cool idea.
Yeah, so I did 2 weeks of live Instagram tutorials every day, Monday to Friday, so for 2 weeks. And yeah, it was great. Like, I mean, there was a lot of good feedback, and it was kind of for me as well to like have something to do and have something to look forward to in the evening times, and I think a few people might have benefited from it, so that's good.
But it's great though. This is the thing, like, even when you tell me you're like working in marketing and social media, like, I always know you're gonna always be doing your makeup content, because it's just unreal. Like, do you still love it as much as you used to?
I went through a phase there of just hating makeup, basically. But now I'm back, and I've kind of my mojo back in it. I don't think being a makeup artist is for me as such, like doing other people's makeup full time. But I definitely do love the creative side of it. And just like in the evening time, I just sit at my makeup table, like, and just do whatever.
Even just
I feel
for yourself,
like,
like.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. Like, I find it very therapeutic. Doing makeup.
And what are your, like, favorite products right now, especially during lockdown? Like, do you have kind of a bag of stuff that you always have to have?
Yeah, like the Charlotte Tilbury Hollywood filter. Oh, I love it. It's so,
oh, I
so
love
good.
That too. Yeah.
It's a funny story, actually. I bought it at the start of lockdown and it's nearly gone now and I haven't even worn it outside.
Oh my God, really?
So, yeah. So it's a bit of a waste. But yeah, that's definitely one of them. I'm loving the Fenty Beauty foundation at the moment. It's really full coverage, but it's very mattifying. So very suitable to oily skin.
Yeah, okay.
What else am I loving?
Do you still wear your palette, your Inglot palette?
Yeah, sometimes I do, yeah. Like, I always have it and I'll always play around with it, but it's very neutral colours. So like if I'm doing like a colourful look, obviously it's not suitable. But I'll always have it, like, definitely.
So tell me, during all this time, how are you personally staying connected with the people in your life? Like, I'm guessing obviously some friends might be living further away. You're with your family at the moment. But what are you doing, like, on a day-to-day basis? Like, are you kind of leaning on technology? Are you video chatting with people? What have you been doing?
Well, I think this year in general, like, since January, I've been very focused on myself. Like, you know, I've been doing a lot of therapy and, you know, really working on myself and kind of grounding myself. So when lockdown came into place, it actually wasn't much of a difference for me because I haven't really been doing much this year, only focusing on my mental health and trying to improve it. So during lockdown, like, I mean, I've been keeping in touch with my friends, obviously through technology. What else way can you do it right now? But
yeah.
I mean, just time to myself is actually the most important thing right now. You know, if I'm feeling down about something, I will express it to myself. Like, I will keep them emotions there, and have a cry about it, you know, think about it, until it's passed.
Yeah.
Rather than actually pushing down the emotions in me and then having it come up like 6 months later. So I think lockdown for me has been really important to, like, keep in check with my emotions. Like, every day I'll ask myself, how am I feeling today? And, you know, some days I feel brilliant and then other days I feel like crap. And whatever the emotions are, I'll just keep in check with them and, you know, like, just feel the emotions that I'm feeling. And I think that's probably the most important thing. Like, you know, I'm staying in check with me.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's so important because, like you said, sometimes, you know, you might get a negative thought or feel negative and you'll just push it away and you won't actually embrace it. But I always think it's, like, so good to have a cry, you know, like, now and then. It's, like, nice to, like, embrace the feelings and just let it all out and just allow yourself to 100%. Have that moment.
Yeah, 100%. Like, there's nothing worse than feeling really, like, down and upset and emotional and then just kind of brushing it off. And then, like, you'll either be angry about it or whatever, but it will always come back up. So I'd really recommend to anyone, you know, I've learned a lot this year about mental health and all that. And I'd really recommend if anyone's feeling a certain way, just let it stay.
Yeah.
Until it's passed, because I think as time goes on, the pain that you're feeling just multiplies, and it'll be a lot worse than when it comes up in the future. So, like, whatever you're feeling now, obviously during lockdown, you know, there's so many emotions that everyone's feeling, just let them stay and allow yourself to be upset if you need to be.
And do you, like, journal or anything like that?
I actually don't, no, but I used to. I actually do really like writing to myself, like, my journals, but you know, I just make sure that I have, like, a checklist every day. You know, again, like, asking, literally, because I live alone, like, I can talk to myself, so I'll ask myself I'll ask myself how I'm feeling and I'll give myself a little talk as if I'm talking to someone, and I find that works really well.
And are you staying active during this? I know there's so much debate at the moment. It's like, should you be working out? Should you just be eating what you want? Like, what are you trying to do to kind of balance the healthy lifestyle side of things?
Yeah, well, I think definitely at the start of lockdown, I went into this workout phase, and I think everyone did. And I think there was almost a pressure to work out because of lockdown. And then after like a week or two, I realised I really do not like working out. Like, I actually hate it. So why am I doing it? So definitely like during lockdown, I've kind of learned that like to love my body, you know, like no matter what shape it is, because like it's brought me 19 years of this world, like it's put me through everything. So I've learned like by eating healthy foods and rewarding yourself by, you know, greens and healthy food, and, you know, going for walks, getting fresh air, and just like not criticizing yourself in the mirror is just so, so important for both your body and your mental health. Like, it's your mind that tells you these little like negative things about yourself, but really your body is like your temple. Like, you really need to love your body no matter
what. Yeah, I saw the Instagram post you did. I absolutely loved that, where you were just showing kind of like Instagram versus reality. And it's so true, because literally depending on what angle you take a photo at, you can look 6 months pregnant or you can look like you've lost 5 stone.
Yeah, 100%, like 100%. But like, I think I really wanted to share that because, you know, there's a lot on social media about overweight people, and then there's a lot on social media about underweight people. I don't feel like there's a lot about the middle kind of body,
which is like the average body, really.
Yeah. There isn't. Like, I mean, just because you're not overweight or underweight doesn't mean that, you know, that you don't
you're happy.
Pick out. Mm. Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I'm a size, what, like 10, maybe 12, 8, it depends. And like, I still feel like that I'm overweight, even though I'm not, like, you know. And even if I was overweight, there's nothing wrong with it. But like, it's just like you need to have abs and a toned body to be nice. And that's just not true. Like,
and I saw, like, it looks like you got a really positive reaction as well from your followers, because I'm sure a lot of them feel that too.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I just kind of wanted to put it out there for the people that are kind of in the middle shape. And, you know, just to, you know, like, I mean, obviously we all love putting up nice pictures of ourselves and pose and looking nice and curvy and all that. But like, reality, like, a different angle, different lighting, you know,
can change it all.
Exactly, yeah. An unedited picture is like all that kind of stuff.
And what's your relationship like with your followers? Like, would you be replying to DMs all the time, replying to comments? Like, what do you kind of do, like, to stay connected to them?
Yeah, I'm actually very, very bad at replying to DMs. I'm so bad, and like, it's no one's fault but my own. But it is definitely something that I want to change. Like, I want to put away an hour or two every day to reply to my followers, because at the end of the day, like, they're the one watching me, and if I don't reply to them, like, they won't like it. But I do, I kind of try and stay connected with them by chatting to them on my stories and like putting up a question box, and I'll read all the questions. And, you know, like, I do read DMs and comments, and I just kind of, if there's a like something that's asked quite a lot in my DMs, I'll put it on my story and I'll talk about it.
And would you have people asking for advice and everything?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I would. I kind of get questions about everything, to be honest, literally everything.
Some people are very nosy. So I can only imagine your question box session. So
yeah exactly.
And obviously during lockdown as well, people are either with their partners or they're trying to date online. Are you single or taken?
I am taken, yeah, nearly 2 years now with my boyfriend. Stephen.
Okay. And did you meet in real life or on the dating scene?
Oh no, we met in real life. So I actually met him in transition year, and then I just didn't like him, so I blocked him off Snapchat for like
did
a
you
year.
Actually?
Yeah. Why? And then we got back. Oh, cause I just thought, no, stay away from him now, he's bad news. So then I unblocked him. Yeah, yeah. I unblocked him then after like a year, and then we got chatting, and we've been together since. So he's actually the first long-term relationship I've had, so I think he might be
amazing.
The one.
What does he think of your career? Does he think it's all mental, the social media side of it?
Yeah, he's definitely, like, he hates the camera. Like, like, oh my God, you couldn't come across a more camera-shy person. So he's happy to stay out of my social media, and that's fine by me. But, you know, like, I mean, he'd make comments here and there, like, you get all this stuff for free, like, but yeah, no, he's very supportive, like, you know, he'll always support me with that and whatever I want to do. So
I think it's good actually to be going out with someone who's not really that into it though, to be honest. Like, yeah, you wouldn't really want to with someone who's hogging the camera and
yeah, no, definitely not. Yeah, no, definitely not.
And how are your family getting on during all of this? It's great that you're so close to them now as well, but like, you still have, yeah, your own space, but you're literally right there.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's really nice. So my mom is doing up the house at the moment and my two little sisters are around the place, so yeah, it's quite busy here, but it's nice to have them by.
Yeah, I know, you're so close to your sisters as well. I love when they're on, yeah, your Instagram. They're so, yeah, cute.
I think a lot of people follow me for them.
Do you think so?
Yeah, they love them.
So what are your plans now, I suppose, for the rest of summer? I know obviously it's really hard to know what's actually going to happen, but let's say lockdown lasts like that, like the way they're saying it is, so like kind of until the end of July, August, yeah, kind of time. Is your plan to kind of keep going as you are, like, you know, taking a lot of time to work on your mental health and just kind of slow down a bit?
Yeah, definitely, like, yeah, I was actually supposed to go away in June, but obviously that's not happening. But definitely for me, kind of like, I've been living a simpler life since January, since before, yeah, this happened. Like, I have given up alcohol. I haven't drank alcohol in like 6 months, so definitely amazing. With that out of the picture, it has, like, I have a lot more of a clear mind. And I'm a lot more focused on what I want to do and where I want to be. Yeah. So definitely, even if things go as planned with the phases, I'm still going to, you know, keep motivated and keep going towards my goal, and not letting anything jeopardize that, like going out and, you know, partying and all that. And I'm 20 in August.
Oh, are you 20 in August? Oh my, yeah, god. I think it's so important, like you said, there about alcohol, because I think a lot of people are drinking quite a lot during lockdown just to, yes, feel good. But I've been trying to say it myself, like, it's such a depressant that, like, the days after, yeah, you drink, then it's I really think it's a downward spiral, especially at the moment, yeah, with what's going on. Yeah. So that's great that you gave that up. It was probably before lockdown, was it?
Yeah, I actually, since December. So
yeah,
I just felt like, I mean, I had no other option really. Like, it was just, as you said, it's a depressant, it's a complete and utter depressant. It's kind of it's a trick really, like, it's a mind game, because you think, oh, I'm gonna drink now, I'm gonna feel happy, but really it just knocks your mood down 10 times more.
100%.
Yeah. So, you know, I always kind of tell myself, you know, obviously a lot of people are drinking during lockdown and having, you know, parties or whatever, and like, I just keep telling myself that if I want to have a drink, I will, but to be honest, nothing so far has been worth it.
Yeah.
And I think that's I'm really happy with myself, because I'm just a better person without it.
Yeah.
I'm a lot
so
more
important
focused.
To say. And in this industry as well, like, I know you weren't in Dublin all the time, but like, I'm sure you even know from some of the events you went to, it's like free drink, yeah, all night. It's just this, yeah, mad. It's a mad kind of pattern to get yourself into, where you're at parties all the time. It's like every, yeah, single day. It's an open bar. So I think a lot of people don't even realise the effect it's having on them.
Yeah, 100%. And like, you know, you don't have to be like drinking every day to quit, you know. Like, you don't have to be drinking every day for it to be a problem. Like, it's a problem if it makes you feel a certain way. Yeah. You know, you could only drink maybe once a month and it could have a really bad effect on you. Well, that's having a problem with alcohol, and I've really learned that, like, since I've given it up, like, that.
Totally.
I'm just, you know, without alcohol, I'm just a lot, my mind is so much clearer. Yeah. I'm able to deal with my emotions as they come. Like, before, I used to drink alcohol if I felt down, because it would make everything better, I thought, but really it actually makes everything 100 times worse.
Yeah.
So look, I don't know if I, you know, who knows what the future is. Like, I'm not saying that I'm going to be off it forever, but for the moment, I don't need it. And
yeah,
it's the right thing. Exactly. Yeah.
It sounds like you've learned so much about yourself, like, the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Definitely. Have you learned anything about, like, the relationships in your life? Like, how do you see things a bit different now that kind of you're in the zone and you're feeling a bit better?
You know, I think during this difficult time and the difficult time that I went through, earlier on in the year, I mean, it kind of shows who's there for you and who's not there for you.
Totally.
But like everyone that's in my life, you know, it might only be a few people, but they mean the most to me. Like, I mean, it doesn't matter how many friends you have, just as long as you have friends that are going to be there for you when you need them is the most important thing. So, you know, I've really learned that I love my people that I have. Like, I absolutely love them, and I wouldn't be able to, I don't know what I would do without them.
Oh, I love that. And on that note, I think that's perfect. Thank you so much for chatting to us today, and best of luck with the end of lockdown. I know it's probably going to be a tough few weeks, but it sounds like you've got it down and you're in a really good place, which I'm delighted to hear. So thanks a mil.
Thank you so much for having me.